The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, and brought to you in part today by Glamourine. And now, speaking for Glamourine, here are the stars of our show, Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
You look tired, dear. Sit down here and relax.
Oh, thanks, honey. Say, is this a new chair?
Of course not.
It isn't?
No, stop worrying. It's our old chair. Just cleaned it with Glamourine.
Well, it never looked like this before.
Well, I never used Glamourine on it before. It's the finest rug and upholstery cleaner I've ever used. It really does a professional job.
Boy, I'll say. Even if it costs a little more money, the way Glamourine cleans, it's worth it.
But it doesn't, dear. Glamourine costs less than ordinary rug and upholstery cleaning. And especially now, with their spring cleaning offer, I got the giant 98-cent pint free when I bought the giant quart. I got both for the price of the quart alone. Imagine, only $1.89.
Boy, that's a lot of Glamourine for only $1.89.
Well, it's enough to make all of our rugs and upholstery professionally bright and clean. And with what I say, how about you taking me out to dinner and dancing and don't forget the flowers?
Oh, boy, you sure know how to save money.
And now, the couple next door.
Sorry, what'd you say, Miss Winters?
I said your wife was here, sir.
Oh, she is? Oh, we'll send her right in. Well, hi, dear.
Hello, thank you, Miss Winters.
Well, what a nice surprise. Now I got a beautiful young lady to take to lunch.
Thank you, dear. Had some shopping to do.
Hey,
so,
you know where I'm going to take you?
Where?
The park. I think the pavilion is open now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful spring day. We'll go for a walk, and then if there's any time left, we'll sit in the park bench and hold hands.
That's a good thing I dropped in since you're in such a romantic mood. Otherwise, you might have taken some other beautiful young lady out to lunch.
I don't know any others.
Mighty cute new receptionist I see you have in the outer office.
Who? Oh, you mean that Mr. Gale? She's cute?
You hadn't noticed.
No, all I know is she's very efficient and very capable.
Say she is. Well,
she is.
Because I came in, she was capable of getting about four men hanging around her desk goggle-eyed while she fixed her fingernails. Now, surely you're not so old, dear. You haven't noticed her.
Now, listen, why should I look at anybody else as long as I have you?
Oh,
come on. Give me a check. Come on.
Honey, what if your secretary walked in?
Oh, yeah, that's right. She might get jealous, and I certainly wouldn't want to lose her.
Oh, you.
You know what? I'm crazy about you.
Yeah, crazy about you, too, dear. But,
honey, I know. You're hungry. All right, come on. Let's go. Oh, boy, isn't this a marvelous day, though? Even in the office here today, everything's been running like clockwork. No problems, no worries.
Oh, wait a minute. I think there was something I was going to tell you. What was it?
I don't know. Tell me at lunch. Come on.
No.
While strolling through the park one day...
Ladies, take Peg's advice. Get Glamourine's big spring cleaning combination, the giant 98-cent pint free with the giant quart. Both for the price of the quart alone, only $1.89. Enough Glamourine liquid to make all the rugs and upholstery in the average home professionally bright and clean. Because of the results they get, more women buy Glamourine and then buy it again than all other rug and upholstery cleaners combined. So get your Glamourine giant quart pint combination for only $1.89 today.
Honey, come on, let's go over there and have a ride on the merry-go-round.
Oh, no, I can't. This skirt's too tight.
Oh, you can sit side saddle.
No, I can't. I'd fall off the horse. Anyhow, don't you have to get back to work?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Now, come on, let's cut through here. We'll be right on 6th Street, and I have lots of little things to shop for you. Thank you for a very nice lunch, sir.
You're certainly quite welcome.
Oh, it is nice that spring is really here, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess everybody's in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
You notice how people have been looking at us and sort of smiling?
Women are probably thinking, oh, isn't she lucky? Oh.
Hello. Who is that?
Oh, Oh, no, I thought it was somebody you know.
I thought it was a friend of yours.
No, she kept nodding her head. She must know one of us.
Well, doesn't know me, honest. Well, as I say, it's spring. Everybody's in a friendly mood.
I don't finish my shopping until late. I'll come back to your office and get a ride home.
Right.
Bet she's going to Lisa's after school this afternoon. What's the matter?
I don't know. Does it seem to you that people are not only smiling, but staring at us?
Oh, honey, why
look at my back. Did good old Charlie at the office put a kiss me sign or something on my back?
Oh, no, honestly, dear. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just thought of what I was going to tell you. Wait a minute. Dear.
What's the matter? Come on.
Wait a minute.
What is it? What?
I don't know. I feel funny.
My gosh, you're not going to faint. Not right here on the street and everything.
No, I don't feel faint, dear. It's my legs. I can't move.
What do you mean you can't move?
What's the matter? What is it?
You're losing your slip.
Oh.
All right, now.
No,
don't get panicky. Don't.
I can't look down. Does it show much?
Doesn't show much. I don't see how you can walk. It's almost down your ankle.
Oh, what'll I do?
Well, come on. You get in the doorway. Back up. Back up.
I can't walk at all.
Get back in here, will you? Just.
Really?
Now, it's all right. I've got you covered. I've got you covered.
People are looking at us.
I'm standing in front of you. They can't see now. Go on. Hurry up.
I can't find the strap.
Never mind the strap. Just drop the slip off.
Okay, and we'll see. I
drop the slip off.
I'll pull the side of your coat out so it hides me.
Yes.
Wouldn't you know something like that?
All right, now, don't get hysterical. I'm hiding you.
I've been so humiliated.
Step out of it. Hurry, put your hand on my shoulder. Now, step out of it.
You just caught it. Wait. I got it.
All
the slide off will open up and swallow me.
Pick it up.
Where will I put it?
Give it here.
Oh, where are you going to put it?
I'm going to put it in my coat pocket. Give it here.
Take it.
All right. Now.
It'll never be the same.
Right, now, just act as though nothing's happened. Come on, now. Never mind then. Just take my arm and we'll walk on down the street.
I think you can see through me without a slip, but I don't know. You better walk sort of in back of me. Walk in back of me, will you? Walk
all right,
in back
you're
of me.
Okay.
Is my husband still here, Miss Winters?
Oh, yes, he is. Go right on in. He's waiting for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I can't help that, Joe. Those are the orders.
Hi, dear.
Now, look, Joe, call him, will you? Don't call me. He's the boss. I'm just relaying the orders, that's all. Okay.
Oh, dear, what's the trouble?
Boss has been on the rampage all afternoon. He's had us all on the carpet. I've got to look for another job.
Well, I've had a terrible afternoon, too. Couldn't find a thing I wanted. Guess I should have gone home. After losing my slip this noon, I should have known it. It just wasn't my day.
Can you imagine he balls me out because I haven't closed the Maroney deal? Closed it? I've only seen the guy once.
No. Yeah, maybe this wasn't Mr. Chandler's day either, dear.
His wife showed up at 5:30 and she took him out to dinner.
Oh, well, maybe that'll improve his disposition.
Yeah, I'll make it worse.
Huh?
Nothing. Come on, let's go home. My coat's out there.
All right, dear.
Miss Winters, I'm going on home. The heck with it.
My goodness, Miss Winters, you work late.
Well, Mr. Chandler had some letters he wanted me to get out today.
Oh, boy, he lit into Miss Winters today, too. Nobody escaped his wrath. You know what burns me up is what the heck?
What's the matter, dear?
This isn't my coat.
Looks like it.
Well, no, this isn't it. I got mine at Lola's. This says men's shop.
Well, I believe that looks just like Mr. Chandler's coat, sir. They're both tanned gabardine. Perhaps you took yours by mistake.
Oh, well,
there's nothing to look so alarmed about, sir. Well, Mr. Chandler's the one who made the mistake, and he'll no doubt wear it back in the morning, and then you can exchange.
Oh, but...
What the world's the matter with you? You'll get your own coat back.
Why, yes, of course. Mr. Chandler may have discovered the mistake already.
That's what I'm afraid of. He's with his wife, isn't he?
What? Well, yes.
Well, he's got my wife's nylon slip in his pocket.
Oh, well,
what a way to put it. It was in your pocket.
All right. My pocket, my coat, but he got it.
Well, I think I'd better explain to Mrs. Winters. Wait.
Well,
a horrible thing happened to me. I lost my slip right on the street.
Oh, my, how terrible.
Oh, I hope I'm never again in such an embarrassing situation.
Well, you're in one right now. I may be fired.
I don't know what's the matter with you, dear. People have gotten coats mixed up before. That's not so awful.
You don't seem to understand. He's with his wife. What if he reaches in the coat pocket and takes out what he thinks is his white scarf?
Oh.
Well, I can always explain to Mrs. Chandler.
Look, Mrs. Chandler is so jealous she jumps on him if he says hello to the elevator girl.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Mrs. Chandler is rather emotional.
Emotional? That woman's a hydrogen bomb. Where are they eating dinner, Miss Winters?
Well, I don't know where they are.
No, I tell you, I got second sight about this. I know just what is going to happen. I can see him leaving the restaurant, putting on his coat, reaching for his scarf, and... throwing the slip around his neck. There's a bunch of lace on one side and two straps hanging down on the other.
Oh, now, there's nothing you can do about it now, dear. We might as well go home, have dinner, and wait and see what happens.
I know what's going to happen. I know it, I tell you.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
A little dinner music, baby? Oh, you like that. And you like these beechnut pears, too, don't you? Sure, I can tell. Yes, they do taste so good. Do you know where beechnut pears come from? That's right, from Beechnut Babyland. Uh-huh, it's true. Beechnut Babyland's a very special place, where every beechnut baby food gets lots of loving care. Yes, you just know. Like these beechnut pears, you just know that everyone they pick is a real beauty. That's why they have such a natural, sweet, fresh flavor. Such good food nourishment for baby to grow on.
Get the best for your baby. Get beechnut baby food.
Beechnut, the most babied food in the world.
For goodness sake, stop pacing around. I can't even set the table, dear. You're in my way.
I'll be fired. You wait and see.
Well, he took your coat. That's not your fault. And I will explain everything to Mrs. Chandler.
Honey, you don't know how she is. I don't think she'd even listen to an explanation. She'd think it was all rigged up.
Well, I'm not going to worry about it anymore. Who's that getting out of a car out front?
Huh? It's Charlie. It's Charlie Bates from the office. He's got my coat. Oh.
Well, for heaven's sake, how did he get it, dear?
Charlie's got my coat.
That's right.
Well, how did you get it?
Maggie and I walked into the Kentwood restaurant just as the boss and his wife were walking out.
Yeah?
Well, we arrived just as the old boy was putting on his coat, and he reaches in his pocket, and he pulls out...
I know. Don't tell me. I know exactly what happened.
Uh-huh. Straps and all. Yep. Floating right around his neck. Boy, I tell you...
And Mrs. Chandler...
Oh, brother.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'll call her right away, dear.
I tell you, things were exciting there for a minute, but I realized at once what had happened. I knew you'd lost your slip today, and I knew the boss had a coat like yours. So I put two and two together, and good old Charlie saved the day.
Yeah, you saved the day for good old Charlie. How about good old me?
If I were you, pal, I just wouldn't ever bring up the subject. Yeah. But I tell you, it would have done your old heart good to see the boss taking it the way he dishes it out. Mrs. Chandler was in mighty good form. Well, here's your coat.
Oh, thanks.
Not at all. Right on my way home. I wouldn't worry about it. These things happen, I guess. Not often, but they do. See you, Mara.
Yes, thanks. Good night, Charlie.
So long, Charlie. Now, how? How could such a beautiful morning have turned into such a black day?
That's what I was going to tell you. When I stopped up at your office, I cut your horoscope out of the paper. And it said this was not a good day for you, dear. It said be very cautious in all personal and business matters. Now, what did I do?
Now she tells me.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch, with Kathleen Commager and George Petrie, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.